All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm super pumped to have, this is a dynamic duo right here. And these two right here are just up and coming. I just, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, I just saw like me getting blasted by posts on Facebook from these two. Like, it is ridiculous. And then Josh is starting to get into TikTok now. And his videos are
hilarious. They're pretty entertaining to say the least.
We got to give some shout outs for that there.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, man, honestly. So I appreciate the shout out.
Absolutely. So I've got Josh and Tiffany High from Columbus, Ohio on the horn here. Guys, what's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. Very grateful for the opportunity. So appreciate you having us on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, okay, so here's what's going to happen, guys. So I've only talked to Tiffany once, and we were talking about the content marketing services that we've got going on and possibly doing some things there. I don't know these guys very well, except for what I see out there on social media and hear from other people. And Tiffany, like we had talked about on our first phone call, you guys are working with Pat Precourt. Pat's going to be a client of ours and a really good friend of mine as well. And so, you know, just hearing the buzz around what you guys got going on, you have a lot going on right now. So I am going to let you guys introduce yourself and then tell us what you have going on and how, you know, at the end of the show, we'll have you guys talk about how people can connect with you and learn more about what you got going on. But give us a brief rundown, introduce your guys to self. If you want to do it together or one by one, doesn't matter, but the elevator pitch on who you are, what you do and how long you've been doing all that.
Well, I'm Tiffany and this is Josh, which I'll let him speak here in a sec. So we're out of Columbus, Ohio. We're rehabbers, wholesalers. We have a rental portfolio. Just to give you an idea on the kind of volume we do, we have almost $1 million in the queue right now to close. We close around like anywhere from 200,000 to 300,000 a month. But we also rehab, so you know those are closing out in the next few months. And we also have an educational side that took off in the last year. So we teach a lot about our systems, processes, and our really Josh is the sales guru of our relationships. I'll let him talk on that. I handle more of the marketing systems, private money, and operations behind the scenes. So
awesome, Josh.
Yeah, no, again, appreciate you having us on. I am in charge of like our project management for our rehabs. And then I also lead and run our sales team. You know, one thing that we'll talk about here today is in the industry, a lot of times, you know, people are teaching you how to be the best closer yourself, but they're not teaching you how to be the best leader. So I'm excited to share some tidbits on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, everything that we talk about, they're probably going to mention some of the sales training that they got going on. And I know that you guys got courses and a bunch of other products that people can dive into. So anything that we talk about, guys, is going to be linked in the description below. If you're watching on YouTube or if you're going on the podcast, make sure you do visit the show notes website, reimarketingweekly.com. And all of the resources are going to be linked there. So make sure you do check all this out. I know they got a great great resources and a lot of awesome stuff to share with y'all. So make sure you check all that out. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So the topic today, very interesting. You guys were kind of going back and forth and a lot of it was still stemming from follow-up and phone systems. So that's what you guys are going to talk about today. And I think, and I've had the conversation about follow-up with several people on the show here, but the way you guys kind of explained it to me right before, and I was just listening to you guys going back and forth, trying to decide what you're talking about. And to me, it sounds like you guys got everything just completely dialed in from the follow-up process all the way to the close. And I even say this a lot of times, you know, I'm in a mastermind called Collective Genius, and I heard this for the first time from Frank Cava. And he was talking about how, you know, do not have your acquisitions people doing follow-up, lead follow-up, because it will burn them out super quickly. And I know you guys probably have a lot of information to share on that, but on that front end side, the phone systems of getting the follow-up and then hand it off to your acquisitions person, then closing. Let's go ahead and talk about that. I know that this is going to be a lot to do with sales, but as you guys know, sales and marketing, they flow a lot. They go in and out with each other all the time. And a lot of times the sales process does start with the marketing. And so I'm going to let you guys take it away. Whoever wants to start first, let's go ahead and talk about this. Follow-up phone systems. What are we going with?
Yep. So one of the biggest things that I think a lot of people get wrong in the industry is that they think they have to spend a ton of money on marketing to close deals. I do say that like 14 to 19% of your budget should be spent on marketing of whatever your projected revenue is. So hypothetically, if you're trying to make 100, you should be spending anywhere from 14 to 19 grand. But in my opinion, as time goes and you do this longer and longer, that actually should be going down because your leads in your system are stacking up and you should be making a lot more money off follow-up. So an average lead in our system from the time it becomes a lead, they raise their hand, they want to sell, and it comes into, we use Podio. So it comes into Podio. It takes, I think it's like at 98 days right now before we actually put it in contract. And that continues to grow as we are doing this longer because we're landing deals now from leads that have been in our system for 2 years. And so a lot of people, they join the industry and they think, oh, I got to start marketing. And if I don't land something in the first 30 or 60, 90 days, and they make, you know, I feel like so many people put pressure on students out there that like, you should go from zero to 100,000 a month in 30 or 60, 90 days. That's not reality. So anyways, I think it's really important to harp on that. So I want to give you an example. We've been doing this for a few years now. We spent 13 grand on marketing last month and closed 300,000. So it goes down over time. And really from there, as you continue to grow, marketing does go hand in hand with sales because your closers need to be able to close every closable opportunity. So anyways, a lead comes into our system and the way our phone system works, let's say that you have some people in your office, which we're big advocates for in creating culture in your company. And maybe someone works virtually, our phone system allows us to live transfer everything in between team members. So I think it's important that you guys have the right phone system and the right tools to give your team when a lead does come in the queue. Because if you have people just like one-off, I hear too many people on call rail these days, you know, a lead comes in and they're like one hand clicking numbers in their phone. And if you can't, that limits how many dials they can make a day. So when you limit how many dials they can make a day, then it limits the amount of revenue they can produce.
Here's something I want to say. I love that you said all that because a lot of times people don't think about it this way. So I know we're talking about like follow-up and whatnot, but some of the best marketing that anybody can do, it doesn't matter if you have a donut shop or you have a, you know, a auto mechanics shop or, you know, your real estate business, is the experience that somebody has with you. And if somebody's having to wait on the phone or they're just being tossed around back and forth, I mean, that it's not just like from a operations and like team perspective, like wearing you down, it's going to wear the customer or the client down as well. Like the seller is going to be sitting on the phone. And how many times have, you know, I'm sure you guys have been there. Like I literally got rid of Verizon and went to AT&T because Verizon would kick me around to four different people when I was on the phone with them. And that was like their reputation was for that. Right. And so I don't know if things have changed, but I haven't had any issues with AT&T. I get on the phone call. I'm with one person. If they got to transfer me, it's super quick. Like you said, it's live. So I think that that's a big piece. You know, I know we're not going that direction. I think that's a big piece I wanted to insert there that a lot of people need to be thinking about too.
Yep. So we have leads that come in. And I think one of the biggest things that changed the game for us, long story short, a couple of years ago, we scaled a sales team of 10 plus people on the sales floor. And it was miserable, to say the least. And one of the biggest things that we took away and rebuilt our structure was how do we have one fourth of people, but make them 2 to 3 times as productive as what they were back then. Back then we used to use call rail where we dial outbound. It would take forever and they could only make so many dials a day. Now we have a click to call feature. And we also use internal dialers for the leads that are in the system so that we can follow up on a much larger scale with less people. So we have $1 million in the queue with only 3 salespeople right now. And we're big believers, and Josh can go into this, is you really have levels in which people can join your company. And so they can join the company in our company, they're called follow-up specialists. And then we can groom them into a senior follow-up specialist, then an acquisitions and closer. So you can jump into that.
Yeah, I mean, to Tiff's point, going to this phone system that we use now, it gave us the right, it was the right tool that we needed to start to hold our people accountable. Because now it's very black and white. I can see exactly how many phone calls we had, how long each phone call was. And I can start to track these key metrics in order to hold our team accountable. So in a picture perfect world, we took a step back, you know, to Tiff's point, and asked ourselves, how can we make our most skilled people, how can we keep them closing? The whole goal is we want our closers closing and focused 100% on closing deals. So that was surrounding them with people who, one, knew it was much easier to bring someone on and train them as a follow-up specialist. Big, you know, just very big picture, these follow-up specialists are asking very, very basic questions like, do you want to sell? Why do you want to sell? And how much do you want for your property, right? Very, very basic and to the point to qualify them, to see if they're ready to make that yes or no decision, to pass it off to the closer. And now our closer, they're not focused on doing the prospecting anymore. They're basically focusing on the key follow-ups that they need, people who are close, who they're making offers to, and who are warm prospects in order to get them to the closing table. Now the mass outreach and prospecting, that's what our follow-up specialists are doing. And it's I think I mentioned this before, it's been much easier to find someone to fill those roles, and it's much easier to train them quicker. Not only is it easier to fill the role, but now all of a sudden they start to experience these real life scenarios in real estate, because one thing I've seen people fail at is, you know, they hire someone with sales experience, they throw them on the phone with a script and they say, hey, good luck, you know, perform, right? And the reality of it is, like, if they don't understand the escrow process or certain situations that we have to truly come up with a solution for, they're not going to land that opportunity. So we always bring people in as that entry level position, get their feet wet in the industry, start to learn the terminology. That way, when they're thrown in the closer seat, now all of a sudden they are familiar with these situations and they're able to close those opportunities.
I love that. And I think a big piece too is I love the way you kind of, you're almost grooming that follow-up person to be, set them up for success and literally train them through the process by, you know, promotions. I think that that's a really good idea. A lot of people miss out on, because I agree with you, like, you know, taking a lot for, you know, I know it's a good reason, but for some reason, a lot of times real estate investors will hire, you know, used car salesmen to come in and, you know, be, and used car salesmen, they're great salesmen, right? But, and there's a lot of opinions on that, but if you just throw them on the phone and just, they're having to follow up, you know, 1,000 times with one lead, it's going to burn them out super quick. So I like starting at that base and then moving them forward. I want to possibly give you a little plug here. Is there something that you guys have training wise that can teach people how to do that specifically, like pay structure and, you know, the times to move them forward and stuff like that? Do you guys have anything on that?
Yeah, we have a couple of things. I think it's really important to start with the foundations when you're in the industry. So in terms of your systems, your marketing, because at the end of the day, right, the lead has to come first before I can close it. Mm-hmm. So we have a virtual training group that's pretty inexpensive. It's 4 weeks live with me and Josh, and we cover everything, like our entire CRM, how we do our marketing, how it flows. Literally, I'm like as transparent as it can get in this. And then we have a 2-day workshop at our office that's very small and intimate. And that's where really 75% of it is Josh showing you how we onboard, train, lead, do performance reviews, structure, daily sales training, et cetera. Because I think that one has, you know, you can't be successful unless you've mastered both, but it always starts with marketing. Because if you can't bring the leads in, then there's nothing to close. So we always require that we start there first.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna get that link from you guys. Is there a specific place, like do you guys have a domain that directs back to the Facebook group or?
Yes, but it's not easily memorable. So I'm gonna have to send it to you.
Send it to me. We're gonna have it in the show notes.
That's probably something you should fix for me outside of this call.
We'll make it happen. Listen, we'll make it happen. Okay. But yeah, I'll have that linked, either if you're listening on the podcast, it'll be in the show notes, or if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, it's going to be linked below. So make sure you just check that out. So, this is probably a question you guys get a million times. What phone systems are you using for this? You mentioned CallRail, but I assume you're not using CallRail.
No, we use smartphone now in Podio since we have Podio based CRM. But we've got a custom build out of it behind Globeflow. And in the virtual group, I do go over all of that. And we also cover it in great detail at the 2-day workshop, because we like to go over all the flows. So if, you know, lead, or for example, if an RVM, we do a lot of RVM, if we drop an RVM and the caller calls back, it simultaneously rings my whole team. And we just go over every single one of those flows from each marketing channel, just so everyone knows and understands why I have certain people answering different types of leads.
Okay. So one thing that is kind of made me think about that, because you guys are really big on live answering live, right? Is that like something you're really, really big on?
For RVM, I am.
Okay.
So if someone calls back RVM, if they call back, like let's say we drop a text message out on SMS, most people obviously are texting back, so that comes back through a text and then we call them. But if they pick up the phone and call us back, we have an IVR in place, we answer that live. And we do a lot of cold calling and inbound marketing too. The only one we literally take live is that RVM that presses one to talk to us.
Okay, so for the RVMs then, something, because we haven't, actually it's kind of weird, we haven't really talked much about RVM on this show. I've maybe had a couple of people skim over it. Something I'm always curious about with what a good sales team is doing. So RVM calls you back. What hours are you guys answering those live, right? So like most people during the American workday, they're 9 to 5, right? So I assume that the RVMs are kind of dropped strategically so that if somebody calls back at, say, like when they get home from work after dinner at 7 o'clock, somebody's there to answer. Do you guys have that figured out, or what's the process there?
I mean, we do so much value. We're dropping marketing during our entire day that we're working. So we have a schedule for Mondays. We work a half day just because what ends up happening on Mondays is we get a lot of contracts that flow in Monday from the weekend. We work 9 to 6 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 9 to 8 PM, 9 to 8 PM, and 9 to 5 on Fridays. And so since we do a lot of volume, we drop marketing at all times during those hours that we're working, but all of our RVMs are dropped and followed by a text message. So to give you just some basic round numbers, I mean, we probably did around 600,000 to 800,000, I think, I don't have it in front of me, last year, just off RVM. But if you look at the money that was made, 50% of those people contacted us back by texting us back, and then 50% contacted us by calling us back. So just to let you know, like, even though we drop an RVM, they still might be just texting us back.
That's interesting.
Yeah, RVM, I forget the, I mean, it made up a good portion of revenue last year. SMS is just as big. So we do a lot of cold calling, a lot of SMS, and a lot of RVM. So I know there's a lot of regulations coming around the corner, so I'm curious to see how that gets impacted.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back on the show to talk about how you adjust on that, because I've been saying it for a long, like, so carriers are going to start getting rid of texts. It's going to happen. So
I've been in close contact. They're probably going to use me as like a test person with the carriers, just because we do so much. So I know some of the stuff and what they're trying to do, but I don't know what's really set in stone at this point. But I mean, at the end of the day, right, we all have to pivot and adjust. I do a lot of Facebook marketing too. So we get tons of deals that way. We don't do as much PPC anymore, but I'm sure we'll jump back into it. And we do a little bit of direct mail, but I might be obviously ramping that up depending on how the carriers respond to all this.
Sure. So we got, well, go ahead, Josh.
What I say to that is I tell her all the time, hey, just get us opportunities, man, because we will close them.
Yeah.
Every closable opportunity, we will close. So we just need opportunities. I don't care what, where it's from.
You know, one thing John Martinez really put in my head about a year ago was when I had all those salespeople, first of all, way back when, we didn't onboard them right. We didn't train them. We weren't doing daily sales training like we do now. We just weren't the operators that we are today. And I remember back then, I don't know if anyone resonates listening to this, is like, you have a salesperson that is like, well, it's because the leads suck, or it's because I need more leads, or whatever. So anyways, I would listen to that back then. And I remember waking up one day and I was like, Josh, how are you guys not producing? I'm giving each person 40 leads a day. So literally each individual. So I remember picking up and calling John Martinez, and I'm like, almost in tears, like, dude, I have 10 salespeople. What is going on? And he's like, oh, you should definitely be cutting your marketing budget like less than half, because you shouldn't be supplying that many leads. You know, the more leads you give them, the performance typically goes down. So we actually, you know, we maybe do like 10 to 15 leads max per day per person, and sometimes under that. So that way my people are focused on follow-up and really making sure they put the right amount of time into the leads.
That is huge. I think that's incredible, because so many people, all they talk about is lead generation. It's like they're doing everything, you know, text blasting, cold calling, RBMs, direct mail, Facebook ads, PPC, SEO. And they're just trying to rake in leads as much as they can, but then they don't work those leads because they don't have the resources to do that, or the operations and the resources to do that. And I think that's a really big piece a lot of people miss out on, which we have like 3 or 4 minutes. So I'm going to have you come back another time and we're going to talk about that, because I think that is extremely important. So, so last thing here, we got just a couple more minutes. You mentioned Facebook. Is that an underdog for you guys, that you're getting a good amount of deals, and what are you doing to get those deals?
I haven't hired out to an agency. So to be quite honest, I don't know all the different ads that I have going out. I've been doing it for about 2 years. I will say, back when Facebook allowed us to target by zip code, it was a lot more effective. Obviously that put a little wrench in it. So now we have to open up our range. And another thing, I don't know if this is happening with you guys, they recently mentioned that they're taking away the ability to ask for addresses. So that it hasn't necessarily impacted us. We're still getting the leads, but obviously we have to handle that phone call different. But we don't get as many Facebook leads, but we spend about 1800 to 2000 per market a month, and we'll get at least one deal a month out of that marketing. So it's not like it's a volume play, because we're one thing that I changed as well from a marketing perspective. From I made a lot of mistakes a couple of years ago, so I could go on for about a day on those. But about 2 years ago, I had, you know, friends and mentors in the industry that they say scale, like go to all these markets. It's so sexy to scale to all these markets. Well, they're wrong. And I probably blew $250,000 in marketing that year. And really, in my personal opinion, you should go super deep into a market with your marketing before you even ever think about launching another market. So we'll do probably 2 to 2.5 million this year in just Columbus and one other market virtually. So if we want to do more, we might launch another market, but we can barely keep up on our own individual market. And we don't even have a population of 1 million. So like people who are in cities like Houston and Phoenix and Miami and all these places that think they need to launch all these virtual markets, I think they're crazy. Like you should be able to make 10 million just sitting in one of those cities.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I think there's a lot of foundational pieces that people are missing out on. You know, just like you said, like, I mean, the company I was a part of for 6 years, we went into 5 different states within a span of a year. And we were in like all the major cities of those states, right? So we were in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, and we spread ourselves in. And the last year that we were together, we did 300 deals, and then it all fell apart because we just couldn't, like, and we were raking, and marketing was doing the job. We were raking in leads, and, you know, we were closing deals, but then like margins got too small, and then marketing got too big, and it was just a mess. So I 100% agree. I'm totally against the whole scale thing. I think if it's purposeful scaling and you have systems and operations behind it, like my good buddy, Gary Harper, you know, he implements this kind of stuff for real estate investing businesses, and you got that behind you, then hey, maybe that's the direction you go. But there's a lot of foundational pieces that people miss out on. And I completely agree, you know, but it's sexy, right? Like going into a virtual market, you know, especially if you're in like California and you're like, hey, I want to invest in a Midwest market, like a Columbus or Indianapolis. You know, it's possible. It's easy to do it, but you know, you need to evaluate what you're going after. And is this something that you should do? So I know you guys talk a lot about this and everything that you do. So we're going to hang it. We're going to leave it on the cliffhanger right there and cut it off. So we're going to have you guys back again soon, but I wanted to give the opportunity for you guys. How can people connect with you? I know you're kind of, first of all, I want to say I'm honored, because when Tiffany, when we were on a call, she said that she's been getting asked left and right to be on speaking stages and get on like webinars and Zoom calls and stuff like that. And then I text her and I was like, hey, I got to get you on the podcast. Is that possible? Like, I know you got a lot going on, but I'd be honored. So first of all, I'm honored, but I know you guys got a lot going on. And so people can't just like call your cell phone or whatever. And that's totally fine. Whatever you guys want to leave, somebody wanted to connect with you, website, course, like, you know, obviously we're going to have the Facebook group so people can go to that. So y'all get that link from y'all. But how, what's the best way for somebody to connect with you guys and learn more about what you got going on?
So the first thing you're going to do when we come on as a client is get us a site that people can tap in and give us their email, so they're not reaching out to us directly. Now, our Instagrams are Tiffany High Official and Josh High Official. And don't forget to follow Josh on TikTok, because he has like 10 followers now. He's growing.
Hey, all the love's coming from Facebook and Instagram as I'm coming into those. So.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
We spend a lot of time on Facebook more than anything, I would say. But if you guys are interested in the virtual group, I'll get Josh the link, and I'm happy to give anyone watching this our script as well. I know a lot of people love our script. So I don't know if you want to just email. We have an assistant that watches heelshomes@gmail.com. That's heelshomes@gmail.com. We'll send you the script and links to the training.
Awesome. That's incredible. I seriously appreciate that, guys. And man, this has been absolute massive value that you've delivered here. And so, you guys, this is just like the beginning. This is skimming the surface on what these guys are all about. So make sure you do go check out all the links below so you can connect with them and get into that Facebook group. What was the price on that? I don't want to say a price, but I think I saw
$9.97.
That's ridiculous. You guys need to bump that up. That's so stupid. I don't understand. So
maybe that's something you can help me with too.
Listen, if you're listening to the show right now, guys, this is the time to go join before they raise the price. So get in there. Okay. No, seriously, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. I look forward to having you back again soon. And this has been fun.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to the show today. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head back over to the homepage of the show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. That would mean the world to me. And then also, if you haven't already, the REI marketing book is out and available now. At the time of this recording, I think it's still in pre-order, but by the time this show goes out, this will be completely available. 210 pages of the top real estate investors on how they run their marketing tactics and all kinds of awesome stuff that's in here. Just an insane amount of value. This actually turned out a lot cooler than I thought it was going to. It was a lot of hard work, but it's great content in here. So if you guys want to go pick that up, it's reimarketingbook.com. Go snag that now. It is literally a free plus shipping offer. So in case you didn't notice, this is a marketing show. So I'm going to tell you flat out, I'm putting you into my marketing funnel. Just get that free plus shipping offer. It's like $4.97. So make sure you take advantage of that. One more time, reimarketingbook.com. Thank you guys for joining in today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.